Tom Skilling is with us. He joins us every Tuesday. It's brought to you by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Is that an issue in your house, Tom, where one person thinks the Best Buy date is still okay 3 weeks later?
You know, one of my roommates watches that very carefully, and he throws the things out. I give things the benefit of the doubt, you know, and there's always the sniff test and all the rest to kind of make sure that, there's not something obvious there. But I don't know. It's not a big issue, but it is something that's watched, and I guess we all ought to do that.
Yeah, and it's something that, it's all how you were raised, I think. But you know what? My parents never threw anything out. They just scrape a little mold off and use it anyway. I am the exact opposite. I'm like, it is in the garbage. Hey, this is my least favorite weather. I don't like 45 with any chance of rain. It always just, I don't know, seeps into my bones or something.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple storms that are looming, right?
You know, there are a couple of systems that are interesting. Of course, you know, we're in December now, and everybody thinks, white Christmas possibilities. What are the chances? I'll tell you something. If there's a white Christmas snow-producing system, it's not showing up in the models yet between now and Christmas. But, of course, Christmas is a long way off, and our ability to see with great specificity and accuracy out that far isn't overwhelming. And that doesn't mean there isn't a system out there that'll do it. So we've got plenty of time to do it. We've got a system later in the week that will put us close to a rain-snow line. It looks like a lot of it will be liquid, but there might be a period where we get a mix. And as you go north into Wisconsin, might be a little more wintry weather there. That'd be a late Thursday, Friday thing. And there's a big wet weather system that looks like it's going to solidly put us on the rain side of it next week. There is a system out around December 20th that is showing up as kind of in the region here, but too early to call that a sure bet. You know, history tells us only about 40% of our Christmases since we started keeping snow records here, 1884-85 season, only about 40% of them have produced white Christmas, as defined as a Christmas where there's an inch of snow or more on the ground as of the morning of December 25th. So, you know, the odds are not in our favor in a big way, but there's at least a chance of it. We got plenty of time to watch that.
Yeah, and did you post that historic review of Christmas or White Christmas chances somewhere?
Yes, I did. You know, the Weather Service, their climate folks have done great analyses, and we've done in-house work on that, too. You know, the official definition is an inch of snow or more on the ground in the morning. But Steve Kahn, one of my meteorological colleagues and a veteran of the Weather Service, now with us for the last 25 years in our weather office, he looked at Christmases and gave it till the end of the day and looked back at the records and saw how many Christmases produced snow during the day beyond the morning hours. And he found the chances were about the same. It's a little under 40% here in the city for a white Christmas.
And Tom, I just feel like when we were young, we always had a white Christmas. Or is that just my romantic vision of what Christmas was like when I was little?
No, you know, that's my sense, too. You know, it's interesting. The decade of the 70s was the coldest and snowiest decade of any, going back to the 1870s when our records begin around here. And we went through a period like in the 1950s, an average winter produced about 38 inches of snow. That in the 1960s grew to about 44 inches of snow per winter. And by the 70s, it went up to 54 inches per winter. Because the 70s, you know, we had that Jane Byrne, Michael Bolandic blizzard and that all-time snowiest season in 1978-79. So I think there's some truth to that, Lisa, that, there was more snow in our younger years than we've been getting in recent decades. But, that can change, question about it.
Yeah, I just know that we love it, and I can't really put my finger on why we love it, but everybody loves a white Christmas. So, Tom, where do we look? It is. It's just wonderful, isn't it? It's romantic. It's what every kid wants when they wake up, and I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And yet we've got to remember there are places in our country where they celebrate Christmas and the holiday season, and they haven't got a prayer of a chance of snow, like down in Florida or out in Hawaii or places like that. But, you know, there is something, I think, in our part of the world where, there is something kind of romantic and marvelous about a white Christmas, you know, with the beautiful Christmas trees and the holiday decorations that all stand out, especially if you've got a surrounding that's covered with snow, you know.
Absolutely. You must not really want a white Christmas because you are headed to Hawaii for the holidays, and that's going to be fantastic, too.
I can't wait to get out there. One of the people who works in my office is out there now, and he's been sending me these pictures from 40 miles away from where the lava's flowing. You can see the whole sky lights up in orange at night, reflecting all the heat from that 2,000-degree molten lava. So I'm hoping to see that.
Yeah.
And I've never been out there in Christmas. It'll be a very different Christmas, that's for sure.
Didn't you predict it's going to be... there's a good chance of it being more rain this winter than snow?
You know, this is one of these La Nina winters, and we know that there's like 6 out of 10 La Nina winters have produced above normal precipitation. So you're kind of leaning toward believing that this dry weather that we've had, and we've been running very dry to date this year. In fact, 6 of the last 7 months have been drier than normal. And that's not good. You know, if we don't start recharging some of this moisture, we could have some trouble looking ahead to spring. But that's a long way off yet. But La Nina winters tend to be wet. And whether it occurs as rain or snow, that varies.
All right, Tom. Well, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Lisa, always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks a lot. And you have a wonderful day, too.
Just love him. Is there anyone nicer than Tom Skilling? Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to somebody from the Adler Planetarium because there is a reason to look up into the sky tomorrow night. We're going to see something that normally isn't visible to the human eye, and it gets better as we approach Christmas. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.